good way for us to bid you good day. Friday, the 19th of April, we're halfway through the month of April. Do you believe that? For this week. And the activities of the week are making us older. Do we feel like we've lost something this week in terms of our vim, vigor, and vitality? Do you feel like you're a little older? Maybe there's an extra gray hair here and there listening to or wrapping yourself around all of this stuff. The Texas blast, the guy who died, they didn't die, I guess. One person is in serious shape after sinking into a sinkhole in Chicago. Then, of course, there is what's going on in Boston. And I will tell you proudly, in a sense, that there is nobody else on the air, no matter, unless it's a local Boston radio station, that has the insight into this. And I know it sounds self-serving, but there isn't anybody else who knows the area as well as I do. I know where the, I'm talking about the area where we're in, Watertown. The community around. Would you just? I know. Just lay low for a minute, will you, please? Richie loves to bait me. And actually, Roberta, you probably don't even know this. I talked to Meredith about a half hour ago. She was just getting up. She didn't know what was going on, and she's on top of it. The city of Boston went into sort of hyper alert overnight with the identification of these two suspects who appeared to be
brothers.
Boy,
that was quick.
Well, then you can ask yourself, why was it so quick? Is this convenient? Yada, yada. But that's not the
important part of the story. It was so quick because once there were pictures, people started looking at their social media.
Social media.
Doug wants to turn it into a conspiracy theory, but basically everybody said,
asking,
wait a minute, I have a picture from the marathon, and that guy's in my picture.
Yeah, right.
So they were able to send those to the FBI, and then the FBI had clear pictures.
When did I lose
of
control
of,
of what I was describing?
When you started having the black choppers fly over your head.
I'm perfectly able to control myself, Richie. Calm down for a minute, please. All right, so anyway, the essence of the facts, if there's any such thing anymore as the facts, because God knows they change. It's like science. Science changes itself all the time. And so in this circumstance, one of the brothers is dead. That we know. There was a shootout at a 7-Eleven, and an MIT policeman got killed in that. And the brother, I don't know if they both stole that car or if the one stole it after the other one was killed. That is
there were two stolen cars. There was after they shot the MIT security officer after robbing the 7-Eleven.
They took his car?
They took the Mercedes. The police chased them. They were throwing grenades out
the
window.
Was in a Mercedes?
No, the policemen weren't in the perps were in the Mercedes. Throwing grenades out the windows at the police. They ended up getting in a shootout. Apparently, the one brother was shot.
Richie hijacked this again.
Taken to the hospital and then later died. The other brother stole an SUV and drove through a police barricade.
Was it a Mercedes SUV?
No, I'm not sure what type of SUV it was.
I think
it was an
Explorer. Was it an Explorer?
I don't know. I'm thinking that.
But then, see,
a blue one.
Making light of this to a point sort of shines the light on how crazy this all is. And to add to the craziness, during the news at the top of the hour, I get a robocall. The robocall tells me that everything in the community in which I live has been shut down. And I'm not even, I'm 20 miles.
Yeah, you're on a farm.
I'm 20 miles away.
It's a perfect hiding place for a Chechen.
Lock the doors.
Wait a
I'm not
actually,
kidding.
I did. Meredith was upset because I didn't have locks on the doors, so I put locks on all the doors. But I'm looking out in the pasture now, and there's a suspicious-looking cow out there. Maybe I should go out and check, Richie. What do you think?
Why don't you do that, and we'll actually give somebody some facts here.
All right, so anyway, the bottom line is that they're chasing the second suspect around. They're both 19 and 20,
19,
I think.
Yeah.
They're brothers. One's 19, one's 20. They're both of Chechen origin.
Unbelievable.
Have been in the country for about a year, and somehow legal residence.
Well, that's what I want.
I don't know how you come here for a year
know.
And become a legal resident.
Maybe as a student, because they must have been like 18 when they came here.
Yeah, but you don't get legal permanent status if you're a student. You may get temporary status. One of them was a student at Brown, apparently, in Providence. Anyway, so they lived in Cambridge, and so that was the core, that was the beginning of the focus. So from Cambridge, and let me just give you a sort of a perspective so you really can understand the sort of scenario here. Where the event took place on Boylston Street is close to the Charles River, and on the other side of the Charles River is Cambridge. So they could go up to Mass Avenue, which is about 5 blocks from where this took place, take a right, go over the bridge into Cambridge, and disappear into Harvard, MIT, Emerson College, all the colleges that are right there on the bank of the Charles River.
All
just disappear,
shut down this morning.
And they're all closed. All those schools are closed today, as is the complete Eastern Massachusetts transportation system. And the communities west of Boston, which include Watertown, Newton, Waltham, Wellesley, and even now, as far as the robocall I just got was to alert me that the community's events, the public buildings would be closed today, and so it goes. For one guy, has there ever been anything like
this?
That's
incredible. We have a whole city shut down.
Right.
Tell us how big this area is.
This area encompasses probably 7 million people. And there were 14 million people who live in Massachusetts, half of them in eastern Massachusetts. And actually more than half, about 10 million live on east of 495. And so in these communities, we're talking about between Boston, Cambridge, Watertown. Watertown's a very blue-collar, sort of an industrial city. Belmont also is in it.
Mm-hmm.
And this was probably 4 million people in that area. Everything stopped.
Wow.
In order to get this guy.
They're saying that the area that is shut down encompasses about 381,000 people who are being ordered to lock down.
That's just in the community of
Watertown.
That's just Watertown. I'm not talking about I told you that what's going on here, what we're being told to do as residents of this community, and I'm in what they call Metro West, which includes Framingham, Natick, Wellesley, some of the more affluent suburbs that are north and west, a little bit north, but mostly west of Boston. These people, nobody can get to work today. The road.
You better watch the news, because God forbid that you didn't hear the news this morning, and like you just, you go along the morning thing, you get a new car,
you
back out of the driveway.
You go to the train station, there's no trains.
There's no trains,
buses.
You won't get to the train station.
Well, you would from here. You could drive to the train station, the bus station, but you wouldn't get anywhere because they're all not running.
No, I said, wouldn't police stop you, though? Isn't there a police presence on the? Isn't there a police presence on the roads?
Not until you get into Boston. They shut down access routes off of the Mass Pike, but you can still get into the airport. You can drive to the airport, but you just can't get off in downtown Boston, which makes no sense at the moment because there's nothing going on in downtown Boston. It's all on the other side of the river. From Cambridge to Watertown, that's all. Actually, here's the very strange thing about this. You know, yesterday, Richie, you weren't here yesterday, but I did the midnight ride, or I didn't quite get finished with it, midnight ride of Paul Revere.
What a shock. You started something and couldn't finish it.
My computer froze, actually. That's why I didn't finish it.
So it wasn't the shiny penny.
The towns that were involved in the, from Boston through Cambridge, if you follow the Freedom Trail, which is, the Freedom Trail is Paul Revere's ride, in essence, or actually the ride of the horseman, because Revere got caught, but Dawes and the other guy. So the Freedom Trail area is the area that shut down today. The thing that we celebrated on Monday was Patriots Day. Patriots Day was in celebration and acknowledgement of the men who were responsible for starting the American Revolution. And in those towns, they have no freedom today. Most of those towns are shut down because of this. Is that an irony? What do you think of that? I'm just thinking about this as completely ironic that those areas which represent the very first pushes of freedom are now on lockdown because of one man.
You know what I find amazing?
What?
I'm sitting here monitoring all of the TV news stations and websites and what's going on.
Yeah.
And one of the TV news stations is doing a Skype interview with a Watertown resident who has posted video on his Facebook page of a bomb-detecting robot outside of his house.
Wow.
So here's a guy who posts a video of police activities in the search outside of his house, gets picked up by the news, they contact him, they Skype him and put him on television and air his video.
Yeah. All right, so there we are. You want to see? You want to hear something else crazy?
This might answer the question, though, right, why we get so enthralled with.
There's a lot of drama.
We have to know. We have to know.
There's a lot of drama.
But look at how much we can know now, as opposed to in 1965 or 75.
888-302-3684. All right, let's take a couple of calls here and get people. We got to do the dumpster dive too, Roberta. Stand by for that. Paul's in Danville, Illinois. Paul, help me with some things that are on your mind.
Hi, Doug. How you doing?
We're all right. And you?
Great. I agree with you. The government wants us to be a nation of followers. I've also heard you talk about at length, and you're accurate on the governmental departments being heavy, heavy bureaucracies. And I have a little bit of experience with immigration. My wife had to go through immigration, and there is that's the epitome of bureaucracy, how immigration is handled.
Oh, man, yeah.
But these two suspects, they come from Chechnya, and so each country outside the United States, the U.S. sets a quota of how many people we would receive in here as a resident, not a citizen. They aren't citizens, they're residents. And so if they have a big, fat bank account and they're not likely to come here and try to work illegally and just survive like some people do, which is kind of hot in the news right now with some of the proposed amnesty and so forth, they can be granted residency. Because of their age, this isn't likely. But if someone comes here from another country with a particular skill that we're short on, like 15 years ago, the U.S. was very short on,
being a bomber. Yeah.
But 15 years ago or so, we were short on physical therapists.
Yeah.
So if you came from another country and you wanted to work here as a physical
computer
therapist,
programmers, same thing.
Fast track to.
But these were college students. So what do they bring to the table?
They're paying high tuition at a private university, Brown, if I'm not mistaken. I heard you say.
They're
paying high tuition there. They may have a big fat bank account, and we probably didn't have a quota filled for that particular country of the number of people we would grant residency to. And then, again, the bureaucracy, Doug, you would not believe how immigration works. Personally, I went through it with my wife. And you could get information online answering the same question on a hard copy of information from immigration and once in a while get lucky to talk to a live person on a telephone. And you could get three separate answers to the same question.
Kind of like the IRS.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, it's got to be the same type of bureaucracy. There's no control. There's, it's just insane. I came to the conclusion that either it's set up to be extremely inefficient or they hire the most incompetent people possible. There's no other explanation.
You got to wonder where the common sense is. And through that question, are we sowing the seeds of our own demise and destruction by having... I mean, it's very complicated stuff. Paul, thanks for the call. It's really very complicated, these issues. They're really complicated. But they are worth consideration, especially considering that the simplicity of the news reporting and stuff, the information that you're getting, is just that. It's simplistic. It doesn't deal with what's behind all of this.
Your cell phone video captured the shootout.
Yeah.
I'll play that for you in a minute. But cell phone video. So we got Skype and cell phones doing all the reporting.
21 after.
Thank you. springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
It's 23 after the hour. The focus on Boston and the marathon, the bombers, and capturing the bombers is where we pretty much are here on Good Day. Thought it was interesting, Richie, as you look at what equals common sense. There was a radio station in Sacramento, a morning show there, Ron, Arnie, and Don, who decided stupidly to create some crude jokes about the Boston bombing victims.
What?
And so...
Kevin Pelsey, hour. Hey, you, the latest on the Boston bombing?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
The jokes were then pointed out by Don Geronimo, Richie, your old... Now on the sport radio station that's in Sacramento. He heard them. He went on the air. And so the trio got fired. And they blamed him.
They blamed Don Geronimo?
Yeah.
He's happy to take the blame.
Not their stupidity.
Yeah. 25 after the hour. All right. So now, there is audio from somebody who had a cell phone out the window that has now made it through social media to your ears because Richie's going to play what amounts to a bunch of gunfire, it sounds like.
So this takes place last night after the two suspects robbed the 7-Eleven and took the Mercedes, and the police chase in the Mercedes, then they got stopped, and then there was the shootout, and somebody stuck their cell phone, some girl, out the window, and caught this.
Good God.
Well, that's nothing. It slows down for a minute. And listen to this. Here's the girl.
There's explosions and gunfire going on down the street.
You hear the cops yelling at each other. Yeah, she just posted this. Now listen to the end of it. That's just everybody unloading.
That could be maybe when the van was charging the police line?
Yeah, when he stole the truck and tried to charge the police line, that's probably what that was.
Wow. It's like a movie or a TV show.
Throwing grenades out of a stolen Mercedes at SWAT police officers chasing you. Tell me that's not a 24 script.
You're right.
Tell me it's not craziness. My God, what is going on here?
Oh, my God. One dead, one on the run.
And I said the one dead had explosives strapped to himself.
Yeah.
You wonder what goes through the minds of these people. I mean,
how do they get so crazy?
Because there's been no reason given, right? There's been no.
How do you get so full of hate? Where do you come from if there's that kind of...
That you spend 2 years of your life or more...
Planning, you're so angry.
Planning this.
Yeah.
It just...
And ready to die for it.
Yeah.
But they said they're from Chechnya?
Yeah, Chechnya. Two brothers, 19 and 20 years old.
Eastern European.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Russian.
Russian.
So where is their beef?
Who knows? There's a speculative thing about Muslim, because a lot of Chechnyans are Muslims, white Muslims.
How do you know it's Muslim?
There's
been no reason given. There's been no letters that they've revealed. Anyway, they may have a reason, but they may not have revealed
it. But you see, you're using... that's the problem with all this, is you're using logic.
There are already reporters on these people's doorstep in Chechnya and in Turkey, where they used to live.
Yes,
they lived in Turkey for a little while before they came here. I guarantee there's reporters. They've already said that they have a military background, and we already know facts about the background on these two.
Well, you know what some people think are the facts, and some of the stuff will shake out and be true, and some of it will be shaking out, and then it won't turn out to be.
Well, that's everybody's question.
It's all conspiracy theory, and none of it's true. It's just all being made up to make us feel like we need protection.
And there's that too, Richie. It is really amazing. What's going on? That's exactly right. It's 28 past the hour.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. One of those creative minds has come up with an idea to promote reading. World Book Night. On Tuesday, April 23rd, 25,000 volunteers will distribute free books across America. The executive director is Carl Leonard.
The origins of World Book Night come way back. It's Cervantes and Shakespeare's birthday. And some folks had the idea to make World Book Night more of an adult afternoon and evening activity. I'm a book lover. Books are fun, and books take you away for a while. And those are the two things that have informed my life. I enjoy the emotional impact that a book can give me. So there's both the getting away from worries for a while and experiencing another life, a culture, another country, someone in different circumstances. The World Book Night volunteers are, generally speaking, book lovers themselves, and they want to share that love. And they applied online. They heard our message through bookstores and libraries and our own communications. It's very grassroots. There was no ad campaign. It's very across America. It's in 6,200 towns and cities where 25,000 volunteers will go out and seek out people on their own who might use a book. And we're obsessed with the notion of community. Communities are coming together to help each other, whether it's Hurricane Sandy or, underfunded schools in so many cities. We have to come together, and we want to be a small part of being a community factor around the country.
Carl Leonard, executive director of World Book Night, Tuesday, April 23rd. For more information, worldbooknight.org or visit insightdailyradio.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gets crazier by the minute.
This is crazier today than Tuesday was after the fact. Today is nuttier, crazier. It is, we're surrounded by drama. The drama was over by the time we went on the air on Tuesday morning, other than trying to figure out what was going to happen to the survivors and who was it was responsible. So now, as you sort of unfold, this is the Doug Stephan Good Day program, by the way. Hello. Roberta Fasanelli is here. She'll bring us her Queen of Sheep report in a few minutes. Maybe I'll have a little time for a little television news, but I'm not counting on it. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler monitoring what appears to be the most important part of at least information on social media, because most of it's coming not from the news sources, but from people who have cell phones, iPhones, iPads, whatever, and are getting the drama of the shootout, of the car chases, of all the things that are going on. And for those of you who are just joining us, the essence of the story is this. During the night, the police identified, yesterday you saw late in the day, a lot of, on the internet, pictures of these two guys, some video of these two guys.
At 5 o'clock.
Turned out that they were brothers. They are from Chechnya. One's 19, the other is 20 or 21. Apparently the 21-year-old was shot. He was also run over by his brother in the van as he was trying to escape from the police who were chasing him. We had some audio of a young woman who stuck her phone out the window, and you could hear the dramatic shots being fired by the police trying to stop this other kid in the van. Grenades being thrown out the window. The communities west of Boston are on lockdown. City of Boston is not, but Cambridge, Watertown, Belmont, Brighton, Alston, Newton, pretty much the
all metro, suburban, all buses, and everybody's
buses,
being told
buses
to stay
are
inside.
Shut down, trains are shut down, transportation is pretty much is shut down. You can't get to work in Boston. You can drive in, but you can't get off
closed.
In downtown.
Businesses are closed. Universities are closed.
Well,
everything's
but
closed.
Not in Boston proper, but in the suburban communities that are west of Boston. All the big colleges, MIT, Harvard, Emerson, closed. Some of the colleges that are further out west, Bentley, Brandeis, Mount Ida, Regis, all those schools are closed. Communities, if they have the RoboCop effect, are calling you and telling you to stay home, don't go to work, don't go to the store, don't go anywhere, all because this one guy has after listening to those rounds, I can't imagine that van could run, it could drive. So
right,
where
they shoot out the tires?
That was a couple of hours ago. So what I want to know, Kenny, is what we are sensing now, because all the so-called news media news sources are falling all over themselves trying to be the first guy on the scene with what already has been determined to have happened by those who have an iPhone. They stick it out the window and they put it up on YouTube. So you can find out what's going on quicker by going to breakingnews.com and seeing the stuff that's being posted on YouTube than you can by watching Channel 4. And that maybe is only part of the story. What I've suggested, other than the, this is some of the audio from a couple of hours ago. Other than that, what do we have? We have speculation. This is all too convenient.
I find it so fascinating that citizen journalism.
That's what it is. It's not journalism. It's citizen info.
Right. Citizen reporting.
Yeah.
Is pretty much. I mean, in the past hour, we've seen this video show up on the internet of a woman sticking her phone out the window at the shootout after they.
Explosions and gunfire going on down the street.
So after they rob the 7-Eleven, shoot the MIT guard, steal the Mercedes, and then get approached by the police, this is the big shootout. So we got the reporter who's basically sticking her cell phone out the window. Then about She's the reporter, citizen journalist, yeah.
Right. Pete Williams isn't the reporter.
Right. Then after that, we see a video posted on Facebook of a guy pointing his cell phone out his window at a police robot trying to search a car for a bomb.
Yeah.
And then the news stations, the network news, call him on Skype and interview him shortly after this happens.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. And the fact that security cameras from stores gave us some fuzzy kind of okay pictures of these two guys.
Yeah.
And then once somebody saw those two figures,
they report to the police.
They look at all of their pictures that they have from the marathon and go, look, I've got a face shot of this guy. Right. By midnight, those face shots, clear, crisp and clear, were on the FBI site, and then these guys are two caged rats.
Yeah.
And then it all comes together.
Now, what I want to know is what led to the shooting of the MIT security guard.
They were robbing a 7-Eleven.
They were robbing a 7-Eleven.
Oh, is that what it was? They were robbing a 7-Eleven,
and he showed up.
It isn't on campus, on Mass Avenue. That's close to the campus. There's nothing on the campus that resembles that. But there's a lot of stuff on Mass Ave where the kids go all around. By the way, most of the, if you remember the movie about Zuckerberg, much of that was shot in this area where the mayhem took place. That's all on that Mass Ave area around Harvard Square and in Cambridge when you go over the bridge at Mass Avenue. It's all of that area where all this is taking place or has taken place. Now they've moved further out. They're in Watertown someplace off of Route 16, and Watertown goes into Belmont. That's why they've closed down both. 16 goes into Belmont, and that's sort of the major road through the center of Watertown. So they must have chased the guy or believed that he was headed sort of in that direction. That's why they locked down Belmont. That was 4 or 5 hours ago. What I want to know at this point is what is the outcome of all that shooting? I mean, how does somebody, what has happened after that shooting?
There have been reports that was when they got stopped in the Mercedes. Then this shootout takes
place. Where did the van come in?
Then there was an SUV apparently taken, and he drove through a police barricade.
How does he take an SUV? If that keys or somebody was in it?
No. You can wire it. That's not
right. I'm sure he wasn't wiring it during that shootout.
Yeah.
But, and then there are reports also being given that during that getaway, that suspect two, who was in the stolen SUV, ran over suspect one during the getaway.
Right. And their brothers.
Yeah. We'll see.
Well, if he had stuff just strapped to him, if he had explosives strapped to his chest, then
it would. But then there's the psychology of all of this, and people calling other people. I mean, I've been calling Meredith every half hour, just to kind of get a sense of what she's thinking. And some of her friends in Buffalo are calling her to find out what's going on. This is what happens. This stuff just travels, and mm-hmm. It's sort of the subtext here is, well, what are people thinking, and what do you think the real reality is, and how do you know what the reality is? That's the. How do you really know what's real here? Other than you see bodies on the ground and then you hear the guns. I mean, there have been so many new... One of the things that Meredith just pointed out, which is interesting, and I'd forgotten about this, the city and mostly the ATF, brought agents from everywhere. A lot of them are green, are young, are not... They're trained, but they're not experienced. Mm-hmm. So... They're new to the field, and they're using them to collect little bits and pieces of information, and so they're all gung-ho, and they're all excited, and this is big time. And there's got to be an adrenaline rush that comes from being around all of this stuff. That is, again, a whole nother story.
Looking at a picture that was just posted on Twitter by an NBC reporter, and it looks like the military moved into Watertown right now.
Of course it does. Imagine the young children that are your children's age.
Yeah.
It looks like it is a movie script.
Are there any bases by there? Are there any
Watertown
bases?
No, the old Watertown Arsenal has been turned into a mall. But it is interesting that you asked that question. Watertown Arsenal used to be the largest dump. They call them ammunition dumps. And the Watertown Arsenal was for years, it was built before World War II, and it was the largest ammunition dump on the East Coast. And
wow.
If you drive by it now, it was called the Watertown Arsenal, and now it's been made into a big mall. But at one point in time, it was filled with munitions of every size and shape and description you could imagine. And they were from there ferried out to the harbor to be put on boats to be shipped to wherever the stuff was necessary. But this is the arsenal is a huge complex. I bet you a quarter of a mile along the stretch of Soldier Field Road. And everybody sort of looks at it now as being a tribute to how we could turn something like that into retail. It's an example used all around the country. Here's what you can do with your old useless buildings. Turn it into a mall.
Right. AP sources are identifying the surviving Boston bomber, the one that's on the run right now, as Zokhar Tsarnaev, 19 years old, from Chechnya, from the Chechen Republic. And they reportedly moved to Turkey before arriving legally in the U.S. about a year ago. You ready for this? His name is listed as among one of the recipients of the Cambridge Scholarships Program in 2011.
Wow.
There we go.
The second suspect is his 26-year-old brother, Tamerlan.
So he's dead.
He's dead. He's the one that got shot and then run over by his brother, apparently.
Yeah. But the craziness, okay, you get two
children.
One of
them had a Massachusetts driver's license.
You have two children.
Right.
And they are this age, and you're going to talk to them, they're going to see you, or they're going to be around. Let's say, never mind, you talk about home. You're in Watertown, you live there. You have two children that are 9 and 6. Mm-hmm. And they hear these gunshots. They've been told to stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to their psyche after this is all over?
You know what I tell them? I tell them the same thing we talked about yesterday when we read that email from that comic who had the Facebook post about all of this craziness go viral.
Yeah.
And I tell them that there are more good people in this world way more good people in this world than bad. But every now and then, a bad person does something crazy. Mm-hmm. And every bad person that does something crazy gets a lot of attention and a lot of people talk about it. Mm-hmm. But there are way more good people that do good things.
And that follows with what that email was that I read earlier this week from one of the listeners about how a few people sort of spoil the landscape for all the good people, but then the good people go out to help those who have been hurt by the bad people.
Look for the helpers.
It's yeah, look for the helpers, like Mr. Rogers.
So here's it.
It's a beautiful thing that you see from tragedy.
All right. Let me give you an example of that, okay? We're lost in this today, and I don't know that we're going to do the Queen of Sheep or anything else, because I think pretty much everything else is irrelevant. But here's something that is not. A story at DougStephan.com about the best friends of this 10-year-old or 8-year-old kid that was killed on Monday.
Martin Richard.
They set up about 400 families, set up a lemonade and baked goods stand on Thursday. Bridget Norris, who is 10 years old, did not know Martin Richard, but she knew she wanted to help. They wanted to raise, there's a picture of this at DougStephan.com if you want to see it from today's show. They wanted to raise $100. They ended up raising $3,000 yesterday.
Wow.
As we know, this kid was standing in front of the finish line. He was one of the three that was killed. And the girls saw their money piling up in their toy cash register, and they said they were astonished. You don't see a lot of news media covering this, but it's one of the good, it's example number one, at least today, prima facie evidence that there is much more good than not. These girls decided that they wanted to do something for the family of this boy. They didn't know who the boy was. His name was Martin Richard. That's all they knew. But they went to the family last night and gave the money to them, $3,000 in a day for the family of the boy that was killed in the marathon on Monday.
The good always outnumber the bad.
All right, 12 before the hour. This is Good Day.
With over a million products, Granger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Granger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Get the biggest flooring deals in a decade at Lumber Liquidators 10th Annual Hardwood Flooring Clearance Sale. This weekend only, get famous April sale prices on laminate from 19 cents a square foot. Clearance flooring like hardwood and bamboo from 29 cents. Pre-finished easy click hardwood from $139. First quality bamboo flooring from just $149. Plus, get special financing. Don't miss it. We're adding new deals daily and slashing prices till it's gone. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? This...
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
BestFares.com. We'll digress from other things that are going on here. Southwest Airlines has been in business for 42 years, serving Dallas, but not at the big airport. So we'll talk about that, how it impacts flying in the Midwest, how things like the events in Boston are affecting travel in terms of getting in and out of various cities. How does one ripple create a major impact on the whole system? And, of course, the usual deals and steals, as it were, right after this on Good Day.
Guys, it's a known fact. As you get older, your testosterone levels can drop. For thousands of men, a supplement called Ageless Male has been the answer to boosting free testosterone levels, energy, and libido so they feel more like the guys they used to be. Listen to these real stories.
After taking Ageless Male, I actually feel younger and feel much stronger and more able to actually take on things in my daily life.
I think Ageless Male is a fantastic product. I noticed within weeks I was lifting more weight. I could put more weight on the machines.
Ageless Male has made my life a little better and my love life even more.
Like, I know inside, in my mind, I feel like I'm 18.
You can try Ageless Male absolutely risk-free to help boost your free testosterone levels and experience great workouts, energy, and more libido. For details, call 1-800-491-5856. That's 1-800-491-5856. Call 1-800-491-5856.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Pamper Mom with the Pandora Mother's Day gift set exclusively from Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
The set includes a Pandora sterling silver clasp bracelet, two pink tendril clips, and a Jared exclusive celebration flower bouquet charm for only $170, a $200 value. And you'll only find this incredible offer at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Available now through May 12th while supplies last. See store for details.
Hi, Tom Parsons here from bestfares.com about the travel situation. I suppose, I mean, it's hard to get your mind off of all the other stuff that's going on, but let's spend a minute or two talking about this celebration in Southwest's history. They've never been allowed to fly in and out of the major airport in Dallas. They use Love Field, which is a couple of miles away from the big Dallas airport, controlled by American Airlines. So when does that change? These people have been in business for 42 years. They're the largest domestic carrier, and they can't get in to the major Dallas airport. Hello.
Well, no, they don't want to go to the major. They don't want to go to DFW.
Oh, they don't.
No. Oh. If you remember, AirTran came into DFW.
Yeah.
And that once they bought them, they have the right amendment here, which says they can't fly nonstop to so many different cities out of Love Field. Because when they signed the contract to everybody to move over to Love from Love Field to DFW when they opened it, someone forgot to get Southwest to sign it. And they said, well, we aren't going anywhere. We're going to stay right here. And that's how the right amendment came about. But come October 2014, as a matter of fact, they just opened a new terminal. They're going to add another 11 gates coming in this year. And then they'll be able to fly anywhere out of Love Field, not DFW, nonstop as long as it's in the United States. They still would not be permitted to travel internationally. But
how far is Love Field from DFW? Like, is it a midway to Chicago O'Hare kind of thing?
No. I think Love Field is even closer. I can get from Love Field to DFW probably in 15 minutes.
All right, so it's going to be handy for people. By the way, as an aside, it just shows you how political connections rule the day. American got Jim Wright, who had been the Speaker of the House at the time, to get an amendment passed so that basically Southwest was barred from using the airport that American wanted to control. That simple, right. That easy. All right, give us the big deals of the week, Tom.
Here's what we got. People have been looking for Europe. We did do it. If you go to... Best Fares has come up with about 30 or 40 different select cities around the country how to get to Europe in June, July, and August this year for under $999. Most cities are going to be $1,300, $1,400, $1,500, $1,600. So we did find some cities out there, including St. Petersburg, Russia for $700 in July, Istanbul, it's actually in the $700 range, two in July, Berlin, Warsaw.
All right, check it out.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.